All this week, we're hearing young professionals explain why they've chosen to build their careers and their lives in Vermont, or in some cases, why they've chosen to leave the state. For the first installment of Choosing Vermont, we turn to a Burlington resident who enjoys the lively atmosphere of the city's South End, but worries about the high cost of renting.
My name is Ben Bonaccio. I'm 26 years old, and I'm the social media marketing manager for Long Trail Brewing Company. I've been doing that for almost a year at this point, still pretty new to it. I'm actually a Vermont native, so I grew up in Shelburne, born and raised here. I briefly left to go to school in upstate New York for a little bit, but then wound up coming back to UVM, actually, where I finished my bachelor's degree, and I've been here ever since. A few years out of college, I'm starting to see more and more of my friends split and kind of head towards some of the larger cities or even go back home in some cases. To be honest, I just really haven't had a reason to leave yet. When you look at Vermont compared to a lot of different states and different similar areas, I mean, we've got the best of a lot of things here already. And so we've got the best beer here. We've got some of the best outdoor activities. We've got some of the best food, local farmers. And so that stuff's tough to leave behind, and it's not available in a lot of other larger metro areas. The South End right now is really kind of going through a bit of a renaissance, I'd say. I mean, we're seeing an influx of all sorts of new businesses and events. We have all sorts of like food trucks and breweries coming in. Of course, there's Oak Ledge Park, which is just a stone's throw away from my apartment. So it's beautiful sunsets, great bike rides. We're seeing, you know, a lot more young professionals coming into that area. So there's a greater sense of community, I feel like, than there has been in the past. Eventually, I see, you know, myself maybe moving outside of Vermont to explore a little bit of what else is out there. I've done that to a degree already, and again, haven't felt a real strong pull to leave. But I do think eventually my career will get to a point where I'll want to explore some bigger options. I don't know exactly where that will take me. Definitely would like to, you know, stay in Vermont as long as possible, as long as it feels right. And hopefully if I do wind up moving away, wind up coming back someday. I feel like a lot of my friends have felt like they need to kind of spread their wings a little bit, get outside, move out west or move to Boston, move to New York City, wherever, whatever that entails for them. But pretty much universally, everyone seems to have this nostalgia or this love for Vermont. And it seems almost like, for whatever reason where they are now, that it's like this unattainable thing. Like they all say like, well, I wish I could come back to Vermont, but, or I miss this so much about Vermont, wish I could be there. And by staying here, I feel like I'm kind of just skipping over that step a little bit. You know, we're positioning Burlington as sort of a destination for young professionals. But a couple of the barriers to that would be creating more jobs that have sort of more of a longevity or a career path or structure to them with some room for growth. And then also, speaking from Burlington, at least, the housing market and rentals for young people, it's really tricky. It's the cost of living is exorbitant compared to some other comparable places. And so that, you know, I mean, I love being here, but that's definitely a struggle. And if we could have a better vacancy rate, better housing options, more affordable housing options, I think that would draw a lot more young people to the area and keep a lot more young people here.